NPR's business news starts with world reaction to proposed American reforms. Investors in Asia are watching President Obama's plans to change U.S. financial regulation. They follow the health of the U.S. financial system, not least because so many have loaned so much to the United States government. One giant U.S. trading partner is offering a generally positive response. Chinese economists are welcoming the new U.S. reforms with some reservations. Here's NPR's Louisa Lim.
The prevailing attitude in China can be summed up by this story. At a financial conference recently, I was sitting next to a smart young Chinese businessman. "How the world has changed," he said, smiling suavely. A couple of years ago, the US banks didn't trust Chinese banks at all. Now the situation's reversed, and our Chinese banks don't trust US banks at all. Faced with this crisis of confidence, the question is this: can the financial overhaul restore Chinese trust in U.S. banks? One verdict from Zhao Xijun, a professor at Renmin University in Beijing.
The way of thinking is correct when it comes to strengthening supervision over the U.S. financial sector and preventing crises like the mortgage crunch. But I'm rather worried about whether these reforms will affect the ability of financial institutions to innovate.
The state-run English-language newspaper, the China Daily, had a more positive spin. Its front-page headline today, U.S. reform will secure Chinese investment. And that's why the credibility of the U.S. financial system is important here, because China is America's biggest foreign creditor. The most recent figures show, as of April, Beijing owned $763 billion in U.S. treasuries. But for the first time in more than a year, Beijing's reduced its holdings by $4.4 billion. Some economists read this as a warning to the U.S. Sun Li Jian from Fudan University disagrees.
The figure was just $4.4 billion. One reason was that during the crisis, U.S. treasuries were safe and stable, but now the interest they offer is too low. But I don't feel strongly that China is pulling out of U.S. treasuries.
Sun Tu has reservations about the U.S. reforms. He says China shouldn't rush to copy the reforms. Such tough regulation, he warns, could be too strict to stifle the vitality of China's financial system. Indeed, how the world has changed. When Chinese economists are worried about the ability of financial institutions to innovate. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.